Boogie.
Good morning. In the morning. Fourth one.
Love is in the air today. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are getting married and he proposed over a roast chicken.
Yeah.
How romantic.
Nothing says romance like that, right? So we're asking for your non-romantic wedding proposals when somebody proposed to you and it wasn't very romantic with hindsight. We've got Adam from Preston Pans on. Hi, Adam.
You still want to hear about crappy proposals?
Are you talking from personal experience, Adam?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yes.
What you got, Adam?
My proposal to my wife, the plan was to go through to Loch Katrin from Trenin.
Oh, in the Trossachs, how lovely.
I was planning on taking her onto one of the little boats out onto the water.
Yeah.
To propose. By the time we actually got there, the place was shut and it was dark, so we just went for a little walk around the water.
Adam, now I think you can reenact this. Tell us exactly what you said.
I said to her that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her and that I loved her, and I knelt down on one knee and asked her if she would marry me, and she started crying and I asked her to stop crying and hurry up and answer me because I was kneeling in a puddle.
Oh, yeah, we charmer you.
Love it. Listen, Adam, you have a great day. Thanks for phoning.
Thanks.
See ya. We've got Francis on from Dunfermline. Hi, Francis.
My husband got diagnosed with cancer in 2009. We'd been together 10 years and he said, I suppose we better get married then. Right?
It's not funny,
Because he thought he was on his way out, his palliative care. We got married in our garden. It was beautiful, but he survived the cancer and now he feels he's been cheated.
Oh, no!
He wants his money back.
Oh, bless. I mean, it's lovely that he beat it and he survived and stuff, but he's,
He wants his money back.
That's so funny. I'm sure he's only kidding.
Yeah, here's hoping. And on the morning of the wedding, he was in the bath and said, I didn't feel well. And I goes, you're not getting here. So I basically dragged him out.
What's his name?
Jim.
Well, listen, we're delighted for Jim. We're delighted that he beat cancer and we're delighted he bagged you as well, Francis. Thanks for phoning. Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Graham is in Falkirk.
I brought a message around and went home with a few drinks to build up the courage to ask her. And I had a bit too many, fell asleep and left the ring on the coffee table. And she came in to work to wake me up to ask him what the present was. And I was like, will you marry me?
So you tried to get some Dutch courage and you took it too far and fell asleep and there's the ring sitting on the coffee table.
She was delayed, so she took a bit longer to come in.
Yeah, I love it. Good call, mate. Thanks for phoning.
No bother. Cheers.
Pauline Gibson on the Facebook page. Far too much information here. My husband had been unwell trying to pass a kidney stone. So we went for a very gentle walk in Kouras. And he asked me to sit in the wall for a wee minute. And then he went down on one knee. But the thing is, I jumped up thinking he was collapsing and asked if he needed an ambulance. He said, just sit in the blinking wall, woman. I'm trying to propose.
That's fantastic.
Oh, did he, mate?
I wonder where he got the stone for the ring.